Welcome, everybody. Share number 1573. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbi Zizul Lila Nishmas Blima Masra Moshe and the Rafua Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Moksa. Okay, so interesting. Just to go through a little bit, I want to go through a little bit. We mentioned a while back, a few times we mentioned that in the Sefer Klalim actually has four different Sfarim written on Moksa itself. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, very interesting. There's a lot of information over there, as we could understand, as we mentioned in the past, that many Sfarim were written on Muksa, I think more than other subjects in Shabbos. Muksa has the most, you might have Bishul, but Muksa really has the various different Sfarim. But the Sefer Klalim has actually four of them, so it's only fit to go through some of his Sfarim here and there, pull out pieces and see how it works. So just going through the Hakpada, Taluya Badas, Bal Hamuksa. What does that mean exactly, says the Sefer Klalim? So he explains the part that what makes Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. We spoke about from the Bir Halacha a little bit in the Sefer Eitzra Halacha, if I remember correctly, offhand a while back, that in reference to that, it's the das of the Baal. It's the das of the Baal. In other words, the person himself. It's a, what makes this laptop, right? You take the case of the laptop that we've been talking about, right? I have one laptop that's the one that's halfway in the garbage. I couldn't care less about, which is Klisha Malach de l'Israel. Now I have the one that's very valuable, right? So who decides that? Who determines that, right? I don't have the business that the other guy owns and the information that the other guy has on his laptop. I couldn't care less about, as they say in English. So that's not chasaron kis. So maybe his laptop is not chasaron kis for me. How does that work? Or do I say possibly that the fact that that person, his laptop is chasaron kis because he's very makbid and he has his information on it and everything, so nobody should touch it? Or is it only he can touch it? How does that work exactly? So he says, he brings down that... he explains like this on page Mem Dalad, ice number one, actually. Also l'chol echad. It's also for every, also l'chol echad l'taltal. It's also for everybody l'taltal chayfetz to move a chayfetz shu moksa machmas chasaron kis. That is under chasaron kis, right? Just because, in other words, what I'm trying to say is that since the owner, set it aside because it's very expensive, very precious, and whatever the case is with all those guidelines, or some of the guidelines, whatever, and he said, so what does that have to do with me? I couldn't care less about his laptop, so maybe for me it would be muksa. So he says, no, also l'chol echad, everybody, l'taltal, also for everybody, chayvis shu muksa machmas chasaron kis, im habaylim makbid shaloy l'shtamish b'chayvis zeh, hishtamshus acheres, mishum shechoshish is kalkal. So if it's muksa als chasaron kis, it falls under those guidelines for everybody, that's it. If the owner of this thing, let's say the laptop or anything we're talking about, but the laptop is a very good example whereby you have both, you could have both, right? Im habay lemakbid, if this, the owner of this laptop is taka makbid, that it shouldn't be used for anything else, and he's very nervous that nothing should happen to it. Or he set aside a place, right? These are various different ways of showing that the person's very makbid. Kaveh alay makam, he says, avsha acherim lo yihayu makpidim al zeh. Oh, the point is, even though others couldn't care less, I don't care about his laptop is worth to me $200, and the kid's laptop that they play with is also $200, and to me it's all the same, because whatever he has on there is not negated to me at all. So, but it doesn't make a difference. But since that laptop, the one with all the information, the person's very makbid on whatever, nobody else cares about it, it still would be also l'chol echad, nobody will be allowed to move it als chasaron kis, and it would fall under the guidelines of chasaron kis, where one, you can't move it if you need a place or you need a thing or whatever the case is, begufay mekayim, you can't move it, it would have to be begufay, which of course we'll talk about, and those guidelines. But the bottom line is that it falls under chasaron kis for everybody and not just for the owner himself, but it's the owner of this item, the owner of this laptop that actually makes it muksa of chasaron kis, and it's the owner, it's the das of the of the owner that decides what category this muksa goes into, because obviously it's muksa, the laptop can't be used on Shabbos, so some sort of muksa we do have to classify it as, but that's how it's classified, and when the classification falls, it's for everybody. Vatami says the reason is, since the owner of this item, let's say again, it goes with anything, but in the case of the laptop, the owner is very worried, they shouldn't get ruined. He's not going to give this to somebody else. Therefore, it stands alone as not usable on Shabbos under the guidelines of Chasarin Kis. Because he's not going to give it to anybody else. And therefore, the owner's das, he set it aside under those guidelines of Chasarin Kis. Okay, we'll stop. We'll continue with some examples upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, brocha, kol tov.